This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
Among the many things getting started this time of year, not far off from the beginning of the Riverbend Live summer concert season, Liz Jones is the Vice President of the Board. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And full disclosure, most people probably know I've been part of this for over 20 years as well, but I don't want to interview myself. That doesn't seem like a really good method to go. So let's talk about the series, and how did you get involved?
Well, I've been coming to the series for over 20 years, visiting the area because I have family in the area.
And then what led you to join in and being part of the organization?
Well, I'm a musician. I love music. I love cultural arts. So I just wanted to be a part of it. And so I started the day when I landed here.
And talk about what's ahead this summer.
Yes. This is our 27th season. On June 30th, we have Amethyst Kaya. She's a singer-songwriter from Tennessee, and she's a master of folk, blues, and rock. It's going to be great. On July 7th, we have Blitz and Trapper. That band's been around forever, maybe 20 years in the Portland area. And they're well known. On July 14th, we have Jackie Venson. She's a singer-songwriter, a blazing singer of blues and soul. She's from Austin. She's been on Austin City Limits. We're very excited to have those three. And then on July 21st, we have Cowboy Poetry this year. It's Randy Ryman and Sourdough Slim, Robert Armstrong. These guys are just like the cream of the crop when it comes to cowboy poetry. They intertwine country, blues, vintage jazz, and string band favorites from the 20s and 30s, along with cowboy stories. It's going to be a blast.
You know, it's interesting. When I got involved in this, and they talked about cowboy poetry and Western music, I really wasn't sure what to think until I heard it the first time. And it's amazing, and you know this being a musician, the fact that you can just talk and pause and hold the entire attention of everybody in the crowd, unlike anything I've ever seen. You can hear a pin drop sometimes. Pretty amazing.
It's very entertaining. It's comical. It's historical, and it's really authentic to our Western culture.
And talk about the final series.
So we also are the creators of the Riverbend Live Youth Theater Program. And this year we have our director is from UCC, and they're putting on A Year with Frog and Toad. And these are middle school kids, high school kids that have a blast for 6 weeks preparing, and then they get on stage for two nights, and that's July 28th and 29th, to present to their neighbors and family and friends and community this wonderful musical play.
So you've got 5 weeks of activities, a diversity of things. Talk about what happens in the course of a typical night and where this is at.
Yes, absolutely. Our shows start at 7. We invite folks to come early, lay down a blanket or bring a chair. We have food trucks. It's a lovely venue. We have great sound. And, you know, come early enough so that you can get settled. And we also have Looking Glass Brewery and a lot of great food from the concession stand as well.
So a fun time out there. You attract a lot of folks. And one of the aspects, too, is that a lot of the sponsors have been around in some cases since day one for this.
They have, and we have so many great sponsors, and we, you know, invite the community to get involved in supporting community arts and culture and live music. And all you guys have to do in the audience is show up. We put a lot of effort behind this, lining up the bands and making the sound work, but our sponsors make it all possible with their funding and helping us out that way.
And how long does it take to put a series like this together?
Well, to be honest, we work starting around Christmas time, we have regular meetings, planning, and then we line up the bands in the early spring. There's grant writing involved. There's press release writing. There's all kinds of errands. We welcome volunteers to go on our Facebook page as well and contact us about how they can help.
And if somebody hasn't ever been there before, what would you say, as someone who went from attending to being part of it, to encourage somebody to check it out?
Well, gosh, it's just first-rate entertainment. For Winston, Oregon, which is a little town, rural town, we have big names and a big show. And it's casual. You know, it's not like crammed, crowded. There's room to breathe. There's good food. It's just a casual, fun atmosphere where friends can get together. You could even bring a picnic if you want to, a bottle of wine. We ask for folks to leave their puppy dogs at home, but it's just a lovely family affair.
So, again, go through the list of performers this year.
Absolutely. Starts June 30th. We kick off with Amethyst Kaya. We go to the next Friday. So these are all Fridays. July 7th is Blitz and Trapper. July 14th is Jackie Venson. She's kind of a soul blues singer. July 21st is the Cowboy Poetry. And July 28th and 29th is the Youth Theater, A Year with Frog and Toad.
All right, Liz Jones from Riverbend Live. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:37 at the Morning Report.